do begin.
Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today, my guest is Hollow Visions. He is an LA-based hip-hop artist and part of the East of the River Collective. And outside of joining me to talk about his latest album, we sat down to discuss the inconsistencies and pushback individuals face while pursuing social justice. It's easy to kind of fall into a box of whether you're right or wrong based on the ideologies that you pursue. But when you're trying your best to pursue and support a movement and then get talked down to because you're not doing it the right way, like, there's this whole tension that's just being built and there's no room for discussion. There's no room to question the things in the gray areas. And when that happens, that really just mitigates any form of progression to happen. So I ask you, what does it really mean to be socially aware? And do we really understand the positive and negative impact of today's cancel culture? Last but not least, today's music is also brought to you by Hollow Visions with his song, All at Sea. You can find it off the latest album, Hollow Pigeons. And if you haven't had the chance, go show some support. Go give him your love. Follow him on Spotify. Subscribe on YouTube. And while you're at it, leave a review for this episode as well. And with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this conversation. And we'll see you next week.
These dirty greens mixed in with MEDs, they'll control ya. I've been a zombie for most of my life, now watch me ghost. I got a problem with commitment, ain't no rest for the wicked. I'm staying stressed up in this bitch. Breaking curfew, make them hurt you just to feel it how I felt before. Yeah, I own it, 45, yeah, I'm self-employed. I'm your pusher, I provide it, I'm the man at the door. I'm the man at the door. Yeah, they against you, I fuck with you, I'm just holding tight. Got me buzzing, I've been tripping out in public on these lonely nights. Yeah, on these lonely fucking nights. Where will it be now? Yeah, overseas in a boat, chilling, I'm liable to be. Probably the coolest to catch, I don't get credit enough. How you get credit at 22, a quarter of the time. Now my credit declined at 28, I'm falling behind, man, I've been broke, man, I've been stressed. Man,
okay, you start with a swing?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the beer, man.
Mm-hmm.
But first and foremost, dude, thank you for coming on to the Social Primate Podcast.
Thank you, my man. I've been waiting.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for the hit up, the DM.
I know. I think, when was it? I think last year, 2 years ago, maybe, I featured one of your songs on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
it was Apnea, which is funny because that's the lead single on this project.
Hollow Pigeons, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Pigeons, so. See, so for people who just saw the video a few days ago and they're like, what the fuck is going on with this gorilla mask and the pigeon?
Yeah.
It's like, I thought it was trippy as fuck. You know,
it looked great, dude.
I was very high and I was like, okay, this was weird.
But, dude, it works. It works. Yeah, yeah.
And then I just tell the audience real quick, you know, that was one of the first, it was the first time that I formally introduced myself and met you.
Definitely.
So I was telling you directly, like, it was weird just for the first time meeting you, I'm showing up and I'm like, hey, man, let's put on some masks.
Put some fucking masks.
Let's go to the alley and take a photo.
Yeah.
You know, and it sounds creepy.
Hey, it is what it is, man.
But it was fun.
Yeah, for sure, man.
But for the people who don't know you, can you give us a little bit of background about what you do?
Okay, yeah, my name is Hollow Visions. I'm a rapper, artist, and all-around entertainer, man. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know. I've been rapping for since, like, 2013. I'm out of Whittier, California, and that's pretty much it, man. Yeah, that's me. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's been, in a nutshell. It's been a, what was it, how, that's what, like, 9 years, 8 years at this point?
Getting there, man. Yeah, like seven years now. Yeah, seven, right?
Damn. Do you think at this point you're still like, you got the hang of like the art of it, or you're still kind of, I mean, of course you're always polishing
it. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think now the one thing I can say is that I know myself as an artist more than I did in the beginning. You get me? Like, I'm no longer afraid to just represent myself in the rawest and truest form, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I've honed my ability to be me.
What do you think held you back beforehand?
I think as any artist and anybody that tries to rap or tries to present themselves as an artist, you're kind of plagued by your inspirations, you know? So anytime that you start off, you unwillingly mimic those that inspired you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you kind of try to be an image of the thing you want to be. And I think after time, you kind of learn how to just be that, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of something that I now know how to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's weird because it's like, you know, people always tell you to be yourself, but fuck, it takes time to even realize who you are or yeah, how to represent what you are. Because whatever's in your mind, whatever you see yourself as, it's difficult to translate that into words or images.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's there's an interesting thing that I've kind of played around like a few times. It's like, does it have to be experience that you're doing, like, in order for you to kind of feel that growth and know who you are? Definitely, or is it, definitely. Can you do it at a young age? Like, is it possible?
I think there's those golden childs, those golden people that just so. And even then, though, like, I look back on some of the songs that I made in the past, and I learn more about what I was experiencing now than then. Mm. You get me? Like, I hear the words that I said, and I'm able to, like, realize, like, fuck, subconsciously, I was dealing with or experiencing and understanding emotions that I wasn't ready to consciously understand. You get me? Okay. I feel like art has this beautiful way of being able to just tap into this rawest part of you that you're probably not even there. Yeah, you get me? I feel like sometimes you're ahead of your time. And if you're able to understand that or able to just learn the basics of shut the fuck up and listen, or like, you know, like learning how to just tame your own emotions. If you learn that at a younger age, then you're ahead of the game, you know. But unfortunately for me, it took a little bit longer, which I'm not like pissed about or anything like
that. Yeah, of course.
I think experience is the biggest, best thing, you know. Like, like you see cats that pop off at an early age, and their fucking whole career is riddled with fucking scandals. Like, they fuck up, like, you know, like, it's almost destined because they're just not ready for those emotions, you know.
Yeah,
like, it takes time.
Yeah, especially to understand them and really, like you said, like, you look back on what you did before and you're like, oh, wait a second. It's like rewatching, maybe not the best example, it's like, but like rewatching an old movie, you know. It's like you see things, you see hidden messages, and you get like this whole new perspective of what that was, you know.
Definitely. Yeah, you think you understand, but you just truly don't, dude. Yeah. And people tell you that shit your whole fucking life. Like, you don't get it yet. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get it when you get older, and it pisses you off as a kid. Like, you're like, nah, motherfucker, I get it now. Yeah. But no, you don't. You don't. And it takes time to get there. And fortunately, I've been able to be in this so long that now I feel like this is the best version of me, and this is, like, this is what I want to present to the world. You get me? Like, I listen to old shit, and I see what was there.
Yeah.
But now I know, like, I can package that, translate it, push it into people's ears and consciousness and really get my message across, you know? Yeah.
Now, what do you think in terms of talking about, like, the music that was created before, right? Like, you, with every new thing, like, there's already an old version of that yourself, right?
Yeah.
So, like, for example, I think, I don't know, I didn't really read too much into it, but I think there was some movement that they were trying to cancel, like, Eminem for all this stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you know, he said some crazy stuff throughout the years that we were like, yeah, you know, 10 years old and shit, he's listening to. But, you know, people were trying to, like, put that on, like, weight on him, like, hey, you were seeing this when you were younger. So, like, honestly, I don't agree with that, you know. I don't
agree with any of the cancel culture shit, dude. Honestly, like, I think it's people are ready to just get rid of people for something. Or, you know, like, who were you fucking 6 years ago? You get me? Mm-hmm. Even 3 years ago. Can you say that you can identify with that person you were then?
Right.
You get me? Like, I mean, some people do some crazy shit or whatever that's unexcusable, but there's things I've said in the past. There's things I've thought in the past that have changed, you know? And if someone were to hear a conversation I had fucking 6 years ago, recorded it, play it now, I might get canceled for some fucking jokes. You get me? Like,
fuck Hollivision.
Look, growing up, how many times you call your friends, like, gay? But, like, stupid shit like that.
Right, yeah,
but it never meant that shit. You get me? So, like, I believe that people are able to change. I believe as long as you're willing to understand, like, able to kind of get the grasp that these words have fucking weight, and the way you use them now, like, they fucking carry some sort of weight to it. Like, if you can use that, grow from that, then why the fuck would I cancel you?
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's kind of stupid. And even fucking Eminem, dog. Like, something about, like, being an artist, it's supposed to be a safe space. Like, being able to write, it's supposed to be able to let out the shit that you're not going to do in real life. Like, you know? It's like, it's therapy.
Yeah,
music's always been therapy. It's some shit that you let out, you know? And fuck, people can identify with
me. Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I'm going to put my lady in the trunk of a car and drive off right. a cliff, you know? But like, but people can identify with those fucking things. Yeah. You get me? So, I don't know. Yeah, the Eminem thing, it's like, dog, they're trying to cancel him off some music that he just dropped. And it's like, did you miss?
Yeah, did you miss the last 20 years?
Jesus, dog. Like, come on. So, yeah, some of that shit's kind of ridiculous. I almost feel like people are looking for the next thing to cancel and be the first person to cancel.
To cancel it, yeah.
So
they get those points.
It's top chasing shit. Like, and it's like, you know, that's the shit. People are always looking to make their mark. And now cancel culture has made it a pathway to be able to like, oh, I canceled that fool first.
Yeah.
I'm the first motherfucker that brought it up that this fool was a scumbag. You know, it's just like, it's a game now, you know? So
yeah, that's fucked up, you know, because it's ruining it. I mean, again, there's people who are very much deserving of it. And, you know, there's other situations where you're like, come on, man. You know, like you said, like, are you not allowed to grow? Like, are you not allowed to make those mistakes?
I mean, look at cats like Prof. I don't know if you know who Prof is from Rhymesayers. Artist from Rhymesayers. White dude, his music is out there, fucking says a bunch of crazy shit. Mm-hmm. He just got released from fucking Rhymesayers because of some scandalous shit that his DJ did.
Oh,
that
shit.
Wasn't even, you know, and then they say, oh, his music is misogynistic and we don't want to,
by association, you know, type of shit.
But fuck, dog, like, what the, like, you get me? So he's getting canceled for something that his homie did that, you know, like. It just, there's a line, and I feel like it gets crossed nowadays a little too easily.
Yeah, I mean, the very fact that, at least for us, you know, I was born in the 90s, so the internet era, fucking molded by it, grown into it, and we've kind of seen it evolve.
Yeah.
And, but now, like, the culture that's now, like, the people who are pushing these cancel cultures, they're, like, what, like, late 2000 kids, you know?
Which is ridiculous.
So it's like, right, in, you know, you're born into the internet. The internet is your life already. And, like, it's so easy for you to just go online and... All people want to do is just express themselves, right? Yeah, like they're finding an outlet in TikTok or like
it's videos
like
these are. They're actually like what they're doing is actually like counterproductive to what they're trying to do. You get me? Like an open, free space, and it's becoming more blocked in and more like you can express yourself. Like you can't be pissed. You can't, you know. Like, I'm not talking about the people that use the N-word or shoot some fucking racial slur out. No, it's not about that. But if someone's pissed or someone wants to express the way they feel about certain things, now you're an asshole.
Yeah,
you
know, right.
You're a dick. Oh, you tortured or you fucking, like, came at a lady at a register too crazy. Like, you know, like, I had an experience yesterday. Some chick at 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. They fucked up my shit. They, like, I had, like, $10 in lottery tickets that I won or some shit. Like, something small. But they gave me like a dollar back or some shit, you know? And I got angry because this fucking chick is sitting there and doesn't know how to do the math. And I find myself getting angry. I'm like, I'm sitting here for 10 minutes. Yeah. It's simple, you know? Getting kind of mad. And I'm like, fuck, if someone was here with a camera, I might be the asshole. This guy's torturing this fucking 7-Eleven worker. She's just a worker. She's this. I'm like, nah, she's inconveniencing me. You get me? So it's like, now the way the internet works, it's all about moments. And that perfect moment can ruin your life or can make your life.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, perspective, it's like, you know, context, all that shit gets lost nowadays. And it's fucked up, you know? It's fucked up. Like, there is a story to the things that happen. It's not black and white.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, it's not like you just point the camera and you just
you caught it at that moment. The worst moment when this guy's having that angry fit.
Yeah.
You know, you caught him there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. I know a lot of people's defense will be like, well, he should learn how to control his emotions. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, definitely.
But again, at the same time, like you said, like it's about those moments. It's about who first posted. You know, some guy like, oh fuck, this guy's talking shit.
Yeah.
Boom. Oh, your video goes viral.
All you caught was that guy talking shit.
Yeah.
But like, what did they teach us growing up? Stand up to bullies.
Mm.
Stand up for yourself. Right. All right. There's a fucking point in time you can be as cool as you want to be. At one point, you have to be a fucking asshole, or you have to. Or else you get walked all over.
Yeah.
You
know?
You can hold it in as long as you can. And I've been like, I feel like I've been that guy. Sometimes it just, fuck, I sit there after a situation like, I should have said something more. Why did I, like, how did I end up fucked in this situation? Like, it wasn't my fault, like, you know? But because you're kind of scared to be that asshole, or you're scared, you know, even internally, like, we've kind of taught ourselves to, like, second guess ourselves way too much, you know? Sometimes, sometimes things are black and white.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to tell someone that it's wrong. You can try to understand people. You can try to be the medium. You can try to, like, I understand why you're mad, but I understand why you're mad. shit doesn't get solved like that. It's yes or fucking no.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it is.
Yeah, it's funny. There was this, what was I going to say? In terms of the example, your fucking supermarket one was hilarious. Or 7-Eleven.
Yeah, that bitch got me mad.
Yeah, no, but again, it says you got it, man. Like, it's like, this is not the same, but, like, you know, there's times where I've been to restaurants and, you know, they fuck my order up and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, I'll deal with it.
I'll eat
like, you should tell the server. And like, nah, it's cool. Like, I don't want to be that guy.
And then you think about it, you're like, I'm paying $30 for this one meal.
Yeah.
And overall, if I'm there with a lady, I'm paying fucking like $100.
Yeah, like, please, I don't want it with onions.
And then I'm supposed to tip your ass? Bitch, you missed this shit. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of course.
But I try to be as understanding as possible. But it's scary. It's a scary time we live in, man. Like, you really have to watch the shit you say. Like, you really can't. You know, be yourself sometimes, you know, the way you are with your friends or like, you know, especially the line of work that we're in, you know, like you're on a podcast, you say something stupid right here and then it's for life. You get me? Like,
fuck,
you
know,
yeah, like someone's doing an interview with you. I do some shit like it's, you know, so it's a scary time, man. And it kind of sucks. But at the same time, I'm glad the comeuppance are coming to the people that deserve it. You know?
Yeah.
I just feel like some people are overreaching.
Yeah, I do too.
Fucking Harvey Weinstein, thank God.
Yeah, you know, shit like that. That's like stuff that.
But then you go into Louis C.K. and it's like.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, what? Like, all right. Like, the whole situation when it gets explained to me, like, I don't know if you know the Louis C.K. shit. Yeah, and that whole situation he went through where it's like, all right, yeah, he was doing some scumbag shit.
Yeah.
But all the women that accused him of it even said, oh, I gave him permission.
But, yeah, he just got too weird.
But it was weird, and I didn't like it. But you gave him permission, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, there's something he says in his his recent special that came out this last year. Does the whole special, and then he finally talks on it at the end. And he says, you want me to talk about it? I'll talk about it. I'll say it like this. Even if a girl says it's okay to nut on them, you should check in periodically because unfortunately women are brought up to sometimes say yes to situations that are uncomfortable just to get past them.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally understand that. And I believe that. And it's fucked up, you know, like like that. Right. But the way that like cancel culture came through and all that shit, like, I just feel like they try to ruin this guy's career for some shit that like, you know, some smaller shit, like not small, it's big, but you know, like that's a weird gray area, and that gray area is huge, you know?
Yeah, I mean, especially when you put it that way, because again, when you compare that situation to the Harvey Weinstein one, it's
two huge,
differences.
So how are they lumped up together?
Yeah.
You know, and that shit is crazy.
Yeah, and then that's a crazy part too, because like you said, it kind of works against itself, because at some point you're canceling everybody, and who's a real cancel, who are you really targeting?
Who's the real oppressor?
Yeah, exactly. It gets foggy.
It was really depressing. And it's like some shit. Like, I'm sure you listen to Joe Rogan and all that shit. And sometimes I don't agree with a lot of he says. But one of the things I do agree with when it comes to this shit, it's if you're promoting free speech and the ability to be who you are, like transgender, all this shit, those same people are the people not allowing other people to be who they are.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And it's a weird thin line. And I feel like we've crossed it, and it's Pandora's box, you know?
Yeah. No, and it's, I mean, I didn't want to bring this particular thing into conversation. Like, it's like how politics works, right? Like, you go ahead and bring these circumstances up, and then from there, you got to make a decision based on, you know,
with the masses. Well, yeah. What decision are you going to make that is socially acceptable rather than your actual ideas, right?
You gotta sugarcoat it and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's too many fucking barriers, too many fucking roadblocks to being able to actually express yourself, you know?
Yeah, and then that's crazy. You know, again, the same thing with those policies, you know, the policies that these politicians pass, it doesn't matter what party it is. The fact is that, perfect example, like the people with the Capitol riot, right, and the you know, Black Lives Matter protest. You expect riots from one side, but you don't. Now you know, you're looking at this other group and you're talking shit about them too. When technically both as, you know, you have the right to do that.
They're almost,
and not that it's right,
time,
right?
Half of the time, these fools are yelling about the same thing.
Yeah,
you know, like half of these fools are arguing about the same points, or they're you know, like I feel like words unfortunately, are this huge barrier. Like, language is a huge barrier.
Right, yeah.
If we can, like, and that's one thing, even coming back into my music, one of the things that I've always tried to do when I created music is to keep things as general as possible. You get me? Mm-hmm. I try to invoke emotion rather than specifics. Mm-hmm. I'd rather invoke a feeling of sadness or mm-hmm. a feeling of happiness or stress mm-hmm. rather than telling you, I walked to a store the other day and I killed a motherfucker. Like, you know, like, yeah, I don't want to guide you into that.
Dude, I like
would
that, yeah.
I would rather you sit there and hear some shit. I've had interviews with other cats or just people that like my music mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, when you said this, yeah, it meant this to me, da 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 da. What did you really mean? I don't want to answer you. Because what it meant to you is what I wanted it to mean. You mm-hmm. get me? Even if it wasn't what I meant.
Yeah,
I want to be able for you to use music for what it is, for what it was for me. Make you feel like you're not alone in that situation. Make you feel like someone understands you, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I feel like that's the kind of problem with having the social media and these so many outlets to express yourself is that you box in specifics. Everybody's feeling angry. What are we angry about? You know?
Right
now, you're making it about this. So now this other fool doesn't like the way you said it. So now to him, it's about this. You know, like if we can all just tap into the emotion of, fuck, we're all frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we frustrated? How can we make everybody happy? You get me? Like, if this word's pissing you off, fuck, that word sucks. You know? Like vocabulary is a piece of shit at the same time.
Yeah, I think it's easy to, like, when you're on your phone, it's easy for you to believe that you're being productive or being efficient.
Yeah.
But just reading, you know, not that you're not reading and taking the knowledge in, but
yeah. You
feel like you're doing something, right?
Yeah.
And you get off the phone feeling like, yeah, I did my social justice work today.
Yeah.
You know, and like, is that enough? Really? Like, what did you really do? You know, type of situation.
When the Black Lives Matter shit was popping off, like, it was funny. I was a Amazon driver at the time, mm-hmm. right when the riot started. Like, I remember being in, I was in Fairfax the actual day when they fucking tore Fairfax up, and I'm in the Amazon truck.
Yes.
I see like 1,000 people behind me at once, 1,000 people out there, and I get a call from my people. They're like, "Get the fuck out of Hollywood! Whatever you can do, get the fuck out!" Right?
Cool. Shit.
Bounce the fuck out. You see on the fucking news, Amazon trucks getting flipped, mm-hmm. food's getting stolen, all this shit. What was that about? Was that about that shit? Mm-hmm. Was it about Black Lives Matter? How did that benefit? Right?
Yeah.
Right. I end up getting criticism from people around me, some people close to me that are like, I feel like you're not doing enough. You haven't been to a protest. You haven't done this. You haven't done that.
Yeah.
Why? Why do I have to? Right? Anybody that knows me, I've posted shit. I've done this. If you know me, you know I'm for that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you get me? Motherfucker, I hate racism. I've been, a victim of racism. I've been all this shit. And I feel like people use social media and all this shit to justify it. That shit, like, you have to do more, you have to post more, you have to be there, you have to do that. It's no longer about what you really do in the community. East of the River itself, we've done fucking countless years of Be the Change toy drives. We fucking brought toys to the communities. I dressed up as Santa Claus for a bunch of underprivileged kids in Boyle Heights and fucking sat there, took pictures, handed out pictures, you know, all this shit. You know, we've done our work.
Yeah, nice.
So why am I now not good enough or not doing enough because Black Lives Matter popped off and these protests popped off and I'm not there?
Yeah.
You know? Like.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, because honestly, during that time, I didn't post about it, you know? And I got told a few times, like, why aren't you posting it? But it wasn't because I wasn't for it, right? It was mostly because, like, I don't felt... Caesar shaking his head.
That was him.
Yeah, it was him.
That was that fool.
I'm like, right. No, I mean, I guess my reason or my justification for it, you know, damn me if I'm wrong about it, but it was like, I don't think I had... Not that I didn't know what was going on, but not why everybody wanted to do it that specific way.
Yeah.
Again, counterpoints too, you know, like why is it that, you know, we're all going through this bullshit and nothing's changing? You know, I have that frustration on both ends. Like, you know, there's people just causing like this madre and shit.
It's confusion,
you know?
Man. It's confusion with your emotions and the things, because it's like, I don't know if you grew up like this, but me in high school, I remember, man, in high school, I was super fucking wannabe radical, super loved Che Guevara, loved all this shit, like, loved reading about it, always saw myself, I'd be a fucking revolutionary, I'll start this shit, da 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 da. Now, flash forward, I'm 28, and this shit's happening, and fuck, there's a pandemic going on. I'm working. I was just out there. Y'all fools wanted to flip my car over. And none of that to me made sense towards Black lives.
Yeah.
None of that made it productive for me. And it wasn't that I didn't support the anger. You know, I even had arguments with people. They were telling me, like, see, these fools are stupid. They're this, they're that. I'm like, nah, what you don't understand is that this is the, like, cumulative anger that's built up in the past years of being mistreated, being fucking, you know, fucked over. And it's reached a boiling point. You know, we're in a pandemic. You're not letting us do this shit. You guys aren't giving us real answers. Mm-hmm. Now we have this shit happen. And yeah, it's like,
all this fucking factors.
Yeah, you fucking shot my cousin. You fucking arrested my cousin. You have, you know, like, like, fuck you. I'm angry. Yeah, I want to go fucking show it. And I support that shit. What I don't support is people trying to make someone else look like less or unsupportive or a piece of shit because they're not out there doing the same shit. You know, it takes multiple sources of information, multiple sources of support to make a movement. You know, so why the fuck do I got to be the guy out there?
Yeah, there was this trend that started happening, and they reversed about the black square. They were like, post a black square for blackout.
Well, 2 days later, it was like, oh no, you guys did wrong. Yeah, you guys are blacking out proper information for protesters.
And I get that point. I get how that might work, right? Like, you're just posting, you don't see shit on it, and it pushes everything back. But at the same time, it's like, okay, did you, like, you want me to post it?
Or not.
And not, you know, if I don't do it, you still get angry.
Well, I was guilty of that. I posted the black square too. I did too. And then I'm seeing all that shit. I'm like, all right, well, what the fuck you want me to do? Yeah, like, I'm not going to feel bad about either. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, it's fucking weird, man. So let's go back to your music real quick. So when I came across your stuff, it was on that Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since then, you've only released what? Is this just the Hollow Pigeons?
As a project,
I've
done singles since then. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about Hollow Pigeons, because, again, that goes back to the whole video people saw it with a pigeon mask. And that's how I saw it. And I was like, dude, this is fucking cool, man.
Yeah, Hollow Pigeons, I mean, it's really as simple as a... the producer that I was working with, a young little homie from fucking Ball Heights, his name is Pigeon Beats. It was just simple as hollow pigeons. You get me? Like, it was no deep shit, but yeah, like, that kid himself, since we were at the old studio right there by Mariachi Plaza, he was one of the cats. Like, we try to pride ourselves in uplifting, like, younger artists or people that try to come in, you know. And he was one of those cats that from the get-go was there and, you know, always stayed consistent, always came through, always showed us his shit, and eventually just, you know, got better. So at that time, I remember looking at him, I'm like, hey, fuck it, let's do a project. You know, it really took one night to come up with all those beats, which was crazy because his beats are, like, they're very nice, they're very intricate, and they're very structured. So for him to come up with those kind of beats in that night, it was special, you know, like, it was cool, you know, something to say about a young kid that's only, like, 22 years old.
Damn.
You know? Like, he's young. Yeah. I might be wrong on that age, too. He might be 21, but he's young, you know? So, that was cool, and it was, name-wise, simple as just, hey, I'm Hollow, he's Pigeon.
Yeah.
Hollow Visions, Hollow Pigeon.
The whole concept was cool. Again, when I saw the pigeon mask, I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And, you know, it had to happen. But no, that's cool, man. So, like, do you have anything else, like, in the works? Like, is that kind of just like a standby kind of in between project before the next thing you release?
Definitely. I mean, I don't have anything specifically planned out, but right now I have a bunch of little singles that I'm working on with different producers, and I'm just kind of like, I'm in this moment right now as an artist where all of my early shit, a lot of it was one producer.
Yeah,
one or two producers, like Lex. Shout out to Lex Esquivel. He's the one that did all of Homecoming, and honestly, some of the work that first put me on people's radar. But we had done so much work together, and, you know, now I'm at a point right now where I'm like, all right, who's going to fit me, or what else can I do? Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm kind of like in that moment of, let's see what other producer can do something for me. You know, like, what can we create?
Now, when you're, like, looking into, like, I guess, composing another song, or, I guess, going with whatever beat, like, are you going based off, like, musical taste, or, I guess, what you've already worked on, or are you trying to, like, fuck with it, you know?
Everything's like it's a brand new sheet for me every time I start with music. Like, whatever actually, like, pulls me in or causes a reaction emotionally or something, like, that's mm-hmm. what I'm going to go with, you know? Like, my musical background itself is very scattered. It's very, like, you know, my influences go from, you know, every genre. So, you know, whatever comes next or whatever actually, like, catches my attention, I'm just going to work on, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. I like how you, earlier, how you brought up the whole thing about trying to convey an emotional response through the music rather than, like, having to read, like, listen to the lyrics. Not that it's the bad thing to have.
There's nothing wrong with
that. You know, but your approach is just making it, like, again, that emotional connection. Yeah. And I think that's cool because I think for reels, at least now, if it's easy to get, you know, you see something on the screen, but and it's easy to be disconnected from what you're seeing, right?
Like,
you might see something super gross, like a broken, cut off finger or something, and you're like, ugh. But
it's not real.
It's not real, right? It's There's like that disconnect that just it's a fake emotion. Yeah. I would say
definitely.
And again, you know, when you listen to something, you know, I had some artists or like a muralist last episode, but she was talking about the same thing, how like she's trying to convey an emotional response. Mm-hmm. Rather than having people just kind of say it's a pretty... Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's a dog. No, it's like, what the fuck is that? But I don't know why it makes me feel like... Yeah,
definitely. You know?
That's something, and it's really just as simple as my experience with music was that. Mm-hmm. You get me? Like, you know, growing up, you know, fucked up childhood, fucked up little shit. And sometimes it felt like when I didn't have a voice or I didn't have anybody that was able to understand me, music was that shit that... Oh shit, like, oh, that fool's saying something that I feel, or that, you know, even if it wasn't what that song was about, like, you know, like I was able to attach my emotions to those songs or those lyrics or that, you know, melody. And my whole goal since I was young when I started music was to be able to do that. I wanted to be that for people, you know.
Damn. No, that's cool, man. Yeah, because again, you can get lost on these, just these, the surface stuff, you know. And but again, you know, it's like when you hear something, I think that's just, it's going to always be a primal thing. At least, I mean, hopefully, you know.
Definitely, dude.
You know, it's just that connection that you have with your senses in one way or another.
Sounds,
you know?
Taste,
touch,
and smell. Like, you know, they say what, smell is the quickest way to a memory, or it's the easiest way to bring back a memory. You know, smell is the one thing that sticks to you. To me, also, like sound, like, you know, you hear a melody, you hear a certain sound that makes you feel chill, you know?
Yep.
No matter what that fool's saying. You know? Lyrics are important to me. I put my lyrics, everything I say means something to me, but I want to make sure that I'm able to tap into that first raw emotion, you know? I want that song to be that to you.
Yeah.
You know? Because naturally, most motherfuckers listen to music and don't really listen to music. So what has to catch you first? It's got to be the sound. It's got to be the voice. It's got to be, you know, a key word. You know, you either catch someone in the first opening bar or you fucking miss them for the whole song. You know, those opening bars have to be the fucking thing that hits. It's got to be something that really catches you. So I've always kind of put weight on that. Like, I never come into a beat or a session or something with a topic. Mm-hmm. Never. I literally just let that music hit and the first word out of my mouth guides the rest of the song.
Damn, you know? Okay, yeah.
Because it has to be. It really has to be. It has to be emotion, you know? Like, you come in with a story, there's some people that do well. Nas always did it well. Nas was able to tell a story backwards and make it make sense. You get me? Like, like, that fool was able to do some crazy shit. I just don't have that talent. But I'm able to make sure that I'm going to make you feel what I feel.
Yeah,
I'm going to fucking make sure if I'm feeling sad right now, I'm going to make you feel sad too. Sorry. But,
it's like a fucking gut punch.
Sorry, dog, but you're about to be lonely with me. You know? Like, And I hope you relate. And if you can't, all right, cool.
Yeah, that's, you know? No, that's good. Yeah, sometimes I'm driving, I'm hearing some song, and I start feeling like subconsciously, you're just like, I feel kind of fucking sad right now. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, it's a fucking song. Yeah. You know, you change it and then it's some fucking hardcore goth music, at least for me.
You're like, oh, dog. Him, dog. I used to bump him all the time.
And you're like, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Change your mood.
69.9. But, yeah, dude. And that's the thing, too. Like, you know, I we grew up in the 90s, you know, which was the weird space in between our family members that grew up on just some hard-ass emotions. You gotta do your shit. Yeah. You gotta do this. You know, I'm Mexican. You're Mexican as well, right? It's work or you're a piece of shit. You know, you feel sad, don't give a fuck. You better work. You better work through it. Do not give into your emotions, you know? And we grew up in a time where, like, the 90s, all this shit, where it's like, leftover hippie shit, leftover all this, you know, where it's like, yeah, no, tap into who you really are, but we still want you to be a worker or be this, you know? And I kind of like, I've now, as I'm older, I'm realizing like, nah, it's okay to feel those things. And I want people who listen to me to be able to feel like it's okay to listen to this. Or it's okay to feel sad. If you're driving home, you're feeling sad. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Because if you don't feel that, that's what frustration brings. That's what all these fucked up evil acts that some people feel brings.
Yeah.
Because you're not able to feel those things, you know? Like I think it's a big weird shit. Like, especially with this cancel culture shit. Like, they want to promote feeling what you feel or be who you are, but at the same time, it's not okay to feel what you feel or be what you are, you know? Yeah, like, right. So I want to break that barrier. Like, if you're mad, you're mad. Like, you don't have to talk about what you're mad about, but you could be mad and work it out on your own, right?
Yeah.
One of the things I've learned just about people and human beings, like, fucking up myself, being in fucked up situations, dealing with fucked up people, is that you kind of have to let people do their shit, fuck up, but you can definitely try to guide it.
Yes. But right.
Eventually, people are just going to do their shit, right?
Yeah.
You can hope for the best. You can try to hammer in a point. You can do all this shit, but people will just have to learn for themselves, right?
Exactly.
You know, I grew up with a sister, younger sister, and I didn't do the best, you know? Like, we grew up without a father, and she always had that gap missing, and I wanted to fill it, but at the same time, I was still young.
Mm-hmm.
And my response to it was, we're so close in age that I don't want to see you at a party.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around you because I'm going to be overprotective. And I want you to live your life. I want you to experience it, you know? And I stood away. Like, I tried not to be around, to the point where even people in our neighborhood didn't even know we were fucking brother and sister, you know? And it got me into situations when we finally did, where I try to fight some fool, try to do some shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And it also put her in situations where I felt powerless, where she was fucked over, and it made me feel like maybe I should have been there, right? Yeah. And overall, it's just like, I still kind of have that feeling of, you have to let people do what they do. Like, unfortunately, this life is like that, and sometimes it's almost better to have to go through some tough shit.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, going back to like kind of the beginning of the conversation, is like, you have to go through those experiences in order to find yourself. Yeah, you know,
find your fucking self.
Yeah. And it's a hard part, because it's not a fun journey, you know. You know, it's
definitely not fun for the people that feel responsible for you.
Yeah,
you get me? Like, I think that's the hardest shit, is when you feel responsible for someone, or you feel like it's easy to beat yourself up, you know. But as the person going through it, it's like you just have to, you know. Like, you can have all this hate, you can have all this shit, but I would never trade any of the shit that I went through, you know? Like, even off of the homecoming shit, like, the shit that I had to go through before that to get to homecoming, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I have regrets. I have shit where people give me shit. I broke hearts. I've made people angry, and it sucked, and I don't like being looked at like that, but at the end of the day, it was for me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it was something I had to go through to fucking be this person.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude, I mean, that's the... There was people in them that were either grateful that you came across you, and that were hurt at the same time.
Definitely.
And it's like, there's really no getting away with it. You can just try your best to not.
You can't please everybody. You really can't. You know, it's the cheesiest shit. Yeah. Can't please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just true, man. Like, some of the biggest lessons we learn in our life are shit that we learn at the beginning of our life. You know, it's don't be rude. Treat people with respect. Do this. Do that. No one ever teaches you about the gray areas. But it's some shit that you have to always revisit. Like, all right, don't talk. Let people talk sometimes. Listen.
Listen,
all right, listen, motherfucker. Like, you know, Mescalito used to say this to me. Mescalito was one of the fools that used to hammer it into me when we first met. Listen more than you fucking talk.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you may think that you can't learn something from everybody, but everybody has something they can teach you. You know? And that's one of the biggest things I had to learn. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you just gotta shut the fuck up. You think someone's stupid, blah, 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 you might learn some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You might learn some shit. So shut the fuck up.
Hey, it's basic, but it's also very hard to do.
It's very hard to do.
Yeah. You can't stay quiet forever, man.
I catch myself every day. I feel like I always have to relearn the shit I already know.
Yeah. See, but that's the progress. Like, you're self aware of it.
Yeah.
You know, and you try to correct yourself, or you try to, okay, if I'm in this situation next time, I'll approach it a little differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. But again, it's just that journey. And it's funny, because like I recently had a cousin from Mexico come like maybe a couple of like weeks ago. He's like 12. Mm-hmm. And you see him in Iraq, right, with the world. And of course, I was a 12-year-old at some point.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm thinking, I'm like, damn, what a fucking weird creature, you know?
Straight the fuck up. You have no idea what you're doing, but you're so confident.
Yeah, he's so confident. Like, he swears. Yeah, you know, yeah. Not crazy. I love the kid. Yeah. But, you know, he has this mentality where he swears he can.
Unwavered.
Yeah, you know? And it's like, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, life hasn't necessarily taken a toll on you in real life, you know? Yeah, you're still in fucking seventh grade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But still, yeah, dude, I got a cousin who's, he's not that much younger than me, but he's like 21 now, 21, mm-hmm. 22. And, you know, growing up, fucking, I used to fuck this kid up, fucking, you know, like, fucking, like, he came up a tough fucking kid, badass motherfucker, you know, like, really, and he has a very, it was weird to see, like, he has a very high moral standard,
mm-hmm.
like, I've never seen someone that young, and I've seen him in situations where he's able to do the shit like you were saying, like the young artist, older artist, being able to understand yourself, mm-hmm. know yourself, all this shit. Like, he had this uncanny ability to, when I was his age, I would have blown up, fought somebody.
Yeah.
And he was able to hold it in. When this kid is a jujitsu fucking mm-hmm. master, little motherfucker, could yeah. fuck people up whenever he wants, but he was able to calm it down, you know?
Yeah.
Smart. And I always had that respect for him. And then I would see him in different situations, and I would find myself, like, having to still teach him, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, and it's crazy to see that shit, the younger generation, you know, like, all this confidence, all this shit, like,
yeah.
But there is still some shit you don't know because you're not old enough. Yeah. Like, you haven't experienced it yet. Like, yeah. And that's the one thing I have over you. That's the one thing time has over anybody is yeah. the experience, you know. There's no substitution for it. You can know all you want. Someone said, what? It's free to ask, but sometimes you got to pay to know.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. that's us as young.
And like you, again, you mentioned, like, you get mad, you know, they tell you, like, hey, man, there's this thing you don't know. And you're like, nah, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, which is the biggest insult.
Yeah, you know.
If you fucking knew, then yeah. you wouldn't be fucking up, or you yeah. wouldn't be doing, you know. I know it's probably the worst thing someone can say to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's something that I had to learn. That, and that's like a natural instinct. Someone's trying to teach me. I know. Fucker, shut up. You don't know. Even yeah. if you do know, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Just listen, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I like that. You said that was a...
Pascal, yeah.
Pascal?
That nice. Motherfucker, yeah.
Dude. Yeah, nice.
I love that some motherfucker. Hate that motherfucker.
Nah, that's cool, man. No, but I mean, talking a little bit about that, I mean, you've been part of the, like, East of the River Collective for a minute, right?
Yeah, yeah, since, like, 2015, man. Like, yeah, we've known nice. Each other from, like, 2014, 2013. I actually used to be a part of a different group when I first started in Whittier called New Generation. And I started linking up with Max, the homie L.A. Rhymes, fucking Mascal. And we would do shows together. And we got sponsored by the same little blog site at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And shit fell apart with my group. And we were still sponsored. And we just constantly did shows, traveled together. So it just kind of, like, felt right to jump in together, yeah. you know. And it all kind of started once we got that first studio spot.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I always thought, like, it's a, you know, it's one thing having your own project, right? And it's a whole different animal or the whole different beast when you start collaborating with, you know, like-minded people, you know. And yeah. it's like, when it's a productive, you know, fucking train, it's yeah. going, you know, it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, there's always those hiccups, kind of like, you know, bands, you know, there's
yeah.
this chemistry, all these personalities that kind of mm-hmm. have to adjust with each other.
Yeah.
And either, you know, it makes it or breaks it type of thing, you know.
Definitely,
but
yeah. Yeah.
it's, you know, it takes effort, you know.
It definitely takes effort. It takes it's knowing who to really keep around, who
yeah.
to weed out, what's beneficial, you know. Like, the one good thing we've had in this group is that you have to be productive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get slack. No one just falls under the rug. You get talked to. You get, someone's going to talk some shit, you know? Yeah. And that's the one thing that's kind of kept us on line with this shit, is it's no one's getting a break.
Mm.
You know, if I'm fucking up, I get it all the time.
Yeah.
I took a week and I didn't, you know, didn't come in, didn't do this. Hey, motherfucker, why haven't you been here?
Yeah.
Why haven't you been to this meeting? Why haven't we talked? We have weekly meetings. We have, you know, people get fucking checked.
Yeah.
And it has to be that. You know, we went to A, AC3, A3C, whatever. in Atlanta a few years back, and we got to see RZA talk, you know, mm-hmm. and that fool, you know, he talked about how his ability to be able to bring in all these artists in Wu-Tang that were crazy, savage motherfuckers, and wrangle them in long enough to create shit, to create a product, to push a product, you know, and that's kind of what Mezcal is. Mezcal's that cat that is able to wrangle in this fucking circus that we got. You get me? Like when we first went to fucking Rotterdam, Amsterdam, all that shit, and we had a we were at a music conference in front of all these A&Rs, and before this fool even came up, you know, Max goes up, they like him. I go up, they like me. They're talking to me. They're like, you know, I see you guys are all wearing East the River. What is East the River? Mm-hmm. Tell them. And they're like, so who runs it? Every single person that came up before Mezcal, he was the last fool that came up. Just so happened that they picked to come up. Everybody pointed back and said, that's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy that started it. That's the guy that runs this shit. And all these A&Rs from Universal, from all these cats are like, that's the rarest shit. Like, no one ever has that loyalty. No one ever is able to, you know, push that.
Yeah.
Like, we've been here from the get-go with each other. We've been here from the dirt. Like, all the success is because one another. Like, you know? And we haven't lost that shit. You know? And that's a rare quality nowadays in just life, in music and all this shit. People just... You get a little bit of taste and you're out.
You got it.
Nah, right
here. Yeah, right.
You understand. It's either going to work with all of us or it's going to work with none of us. Mm-hmm. You know?
Dude, that's good. It's a good mentality to set on. You know? Because, again, it's... Yeah. It's very individualistic mentality, you know, with a lot of things. And it's easy to clash with somebody and completely disagree with them and just be like, fuck this, I'm bouncing.
And that shit's okay to disagree.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You have to, you know, is it for the greater good? What are you disagreeing on? Like, you know, is it a big picture thing? Or is it something small? Are you going to be petty? Are you going to hold that shit and not show up? Like, you know, like we have like this... great ability to fucking talk shit, get crazy with each other, da da da, and walk around and just still finish the work. You know? Like, even though I'm fucking mad at you right now, we're still gonna get it done because we know big picture. Mm-hmm. I love you, man. You're my family.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we've been here for years, man. I've seen you. I know your parents. I know, like, that's the one thing about this group is that we're actually involved. We like each other. Like each other, man. Like, we have fucking yearly Friendsgivings, fucking Friendsmases. Like, we care about it. We hit each other up on the daily. Are you all right? You know, you had a baby today. Fuck it. Hey, I love you. Yeah. Let's go get you drunk.
Yeah.
let's do the shit. It's like, we care about each other. We actually give a fuck, you know? And that's the difference between, I think, a lot of other things going on in this music industry. Do you mean, you know, like, genuine?
Yeah. Nah, that's good, man. Again, you gotta keep... Somebody has to keep something in... somebody in check every now and then, you know? And it's good to be grounded, you know? You have to know when you're cutting... You're fucking falling behind, you know?
Yeah.
It just... Again, it shows that somebody cares enough to tell you, hey, pick up the pace, you know? You know, it's... And, you know, some people take it personally, but... Yeah. At the end of the day, it's really just a way of trying to just push you further into what you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Just fucking... Yeah, man. It's fucking cool.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, I mean, it would, now that, air quote, COVID is ending. Oh, yeah, go for it. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to just talk here by myself.
Joe Rogan shit.
We got, if you don't mind me saying your name here, Muds, I'll edit this out. We got Muds in the building. He's in the back doing some master stuff. And then we got Caesar in the building. He's doing some videographer something job. She's recording with my iPhone, but it still counts because he's behind the camera. But yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying this conversation. It's almost there. We're going to get ready for some grand finale shit, but it's going to be great. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be the best you've ever seen. That's my Trump impression. But you know what's funny, because now the fucking the GOP they're trying to ask Trump for permission. Oh, thanks, dude.
Gotcha.
They're trying to ask him for permission to use his likeness, not only because he's ex-president, but they're trying to use his likeness to promote to Republicans. Yeah, to use them to fund fundraise.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, boo. Dude, they're fucking...
What do you mean? He's going to be back in 2024 anyway.
Dude, I'm... honestly, I would not doubt it, man.
Of course. What the fuck? He's petty as shit. His whole presidency was a petty move. It was all just to piss off Obama. It literally was just that. Yeah. Ever since that White House correspondence, when that motherfucker clowned him.
Yep.
That's when you could, if you could look back, you see that shit in his eyes. He's like, I'm going to be president, motherfucker. Yeah. I'm going to do it like just because of you, you know?
He does that, I think at one of the, some show, fucking award show, Obama does like a mic drop after, you know, I think it's his last few weeks. And he talks about Trump too. And I was like, dude, you see Trump's face just like trying to hold on to that.
Wait, motherfucker. Wait.
Man, but for sure, I see 2024 being another weird year.
Turbulent, yeah. We're not going to be out of this for a minute, man. I think, you know, COVID, the way people handled it, like it's going to be a stain on us for a minute, you know, even globally. Like,
yeah.
America has a stain on it. The presidency, the way we handled this pandemic, it all just makes us look like shit.
Yeah, it does.
You know?
Yeah, man. Like, all, like, the idea of what America was to some people is just like,
it's gone. It's been gone.
You know, but I mean, you know, and the people here, like, within the country, I mean, we all, at least I would like to think that we're a lot of, we're very aware that there's already cracks. There's been cracks in the system, you know?
It's fucking, you know, and it's funny because even hip-hop has a beautiful way, even from the get-go, of highlighting those cracks.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? It's something that we always knew was here. So I think it's funny that people are surprised that this shit happened, you know? Like, SARS, like, I remember talking about this shit. Like, when the pandemic started, I knew it was going to be some shit. Like, I knew because I remember 2009, fucking bird flu. I remember having a homie being like, no, I got an aunt that's a fucking nurse. No, this is serious. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking this was what that was going to be.
Yeah.
Then SARS hits, you know? I remember thinking that's what it was going to be. H1N1, I remember thinking that's what it was going to be. Yeah. And then this shit hits, and it's like, this is what it is. You know, like, it was no surprise to me that this kind of hit like that.
Just
America never learned, or, like, you know, the medical community, or I think it's more politics, never funded this shit.
It was, it was definitely, I think, the way that everything was handled in terms of the government, it sucked.
It's
bad. Like, it's fucking, it was just a shotgun to the face, fucked up, you know?
It's funny, because I actually, like, when it first started and the way Newsom fucking came through with all his shit, I supported the guy for a long time. But, like, thank God. Someone fucking was here to be like, nah, we're shutting it down.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Yeah.
Cool. Where I started having the problem was you open it up again.
Mm-hmm.
And then literally, like, 3 months later, you shut it down again.
Yeah.
And then you started, like, motherfucker, we've been talking that it's going to get bad in December. It's going to get bad in the winter.
Yeah.
Why are we acting surprised? Like, why are you here now? Like, nah, it's all your fault. No, it's your fault. Mm-hmm. You opened it. If you would have just hard nose, fuck it.
Yeah.
We're going to stay close. I don't care who's mad. We're staying close. This long, that long. Let's get it under control. Nah, you gave it the pressure. You opened it up slightly. And then now you want to drop it down and blame it on us. Ah, it's on you.
That's why he's getting recalled.
Yeah.
And I want to make that a point, like, that guy's Democrat, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I vote Democrat. I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I'm straight up.
Yeah.
But just because somebody's, like, representing that party doesn't mean that if he's doing some fucking dumb shit,
you can't call him out.
They can't call him out on it. So, like, am I for the recall stuff? I'll voice my personal opinion. I am.
Yeah.
You know? Because the way after everything got handled, and I have every right to think that, and I don't have to be Republican to point that out.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's important because people think that just because you're in the one side of the party, you have to kind of like...
Yeah. You can't actually agree with the shit. Like, I think I actually, like, in my registration card, I think I'm independent.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did that shit when I was, like, 17 and super political. Now I'm being independent. But, yeah, obviously, I go a little more Democratic, you know?
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of shit, yeah, I mean, I agree with both sides on certain things, you know? Newsom, man, I had your back so long, dog. And then you kind of failed me. You kind of like, come on, dog. All right, stay at home. But the malls are open. Support your small business, but you better fucking stay at home. Yeah. Like, you get me? Like, what do you mean? Like, so what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, there was no real guidance.
Have an outdoor dining, but you put a little house over it. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know, it was just a lot of back and forth, a lot of shit that it was never clear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the average person is going to make up their own fucking meaning for the shit you put out.
Yeah.
And same with my music.
Yeah.
Same with my music. They keep it general enough for you to create your own fucking ideas about it. And it should be cookie cut when it comes to these things.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's those are the type of things like, no, you need to know.
Stay at home.
Yeah.
Don't
I
go mean, out.
In the one, in the only one way I do give them credit, at least, because if, you know, I mean, it seems like, if you know, everybody got hit, prepared, you know, for it.
Yeah.
That's the only credit I can really give, because none of us, when it hit, we were like, oh, what? Bars are closed? Yeah. It was the first time ever that shit happened. And I didn't know. I was like, what the fuck? Nah, bullshit.
He started off strong. He started off very strong. And I supported it for the longest time. I really did. Honestly, it wasn't just till, like, right after summer when, like, he, you know, closed it up again. And I was like, I get it. But it's the blame that's getting pushed. It's the way you're presenting it. Like it's our fault.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, no. We've been talking about this. All the medical professionals have been telling you, wintertime, regardless of what's going on, wintertime is going to be the worst.
Yeah,
because
it's
colder. This shit thrives in that. Yeah. This shit, you know, it's like you made it okay for people to feel like it was normal again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to shut it down and be like, no, you guys are doing the wrong thing. Nah, bitch, you gave everybody a short leash. Like you let the leash go.
Especially
you
when
should have kept it low, like short.
When it was like, you guys, like two households could mix or something for the holidays.
It's like, nah, just say no. No one could, you know, like I'm more of a person that like, tell me what you want. Tell me what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that. Don't give me a gray area because I'm a piece of shit. And I will find a way to work with the system.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You'll manipulate the words for your favor.
You know, like I'll say this. Like I've been as careful as I could during this pandemic. But the way that, you know, this whole organization works, I've taken risks.
Mm-hmm.
I've done shit. I got tested as much times as I can.
Yeah.
We would do video shoots. We went to Big Bear. We met up with a bunch of people. But every week after that, I would get a fucking test. You know, I did my part in it. But I still live my fucking life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
just with caution.
Why couldn't we have done that in the big scale shit? You know, well, why couldn't you put those mandates out? All right, if you're going to do this, testing here. Let's make it easy for you to get a test. Let's do this. You know? Like, it just felt like there were so many mixed messages and there were so many different things. And then you get caught breaking your own rules.
Yeah,
and you get,
exactly.
You know, like, you got Pelosi or who was it?
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi, right? That goes to her haircut after she just shut down the shit. You know, like, it's like, come on, you gotta know.
Yeah. You gotta lead by example.
Go ahead, do it. Go ahead, do it.
Yeah.
Not get caught doing it. You get me? Like,
yeah.
We get it. You know, everybody's got their own plugs. Everybody gets to do what they want. But motherfucker, if you're trying to make people do it, don't get caught.
Yeah, of course.
Come on. I don't care if you were doing that because, motherfucker, I'm doing it. I'm not putting it on Instagram that I'm fucking with like 20 people in the household because, you know, some people might hold me fucking accountable, you know? I made the mistake of putting up a story one time. Mm. That was a few months ago. And there was no mask, just like seven people in a room, just drunk. Put it up. And you know, I got like three DMs from like fans and people that were just like, oh, wow, you're being safe. Oh, this isn't that. And I was like, oh, I forgot. People kind of actually look at me for some of this shit, you know? And it's like, you know, if I got to learn that lesson, like, motherfucker, you should have known way before. Like, you were an elected official. Like,
And then see, those are the type of things that when people see it, or like in this case, the opposite party sees it. They use it as ammo. Mm. They want you to take this seriously. Like, look what they're doing, you know?
That's what this whole shit was. Yeah. And that's really, too, also what pissed me the fuck off. Remember when, like, they were there, like, the EDD thing, right? Mm. There was a point when they were like, Trump had tried to pass some shit where it's like, all right, we'll give up 300 of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the states have to put up the other 300 or put up the other half, right? And the whole time before that, Newsom's just like, no, our president's got to fucking support us. Da da da. We're in need. We're in this. We're in that. Blah, blah, blah. Then it comes and the first thing out of his mouth is like, no, fuck that. They got to fucking pay.
Yeah.
Are you trying to help us or not? Dog? Like, what the fuck? What are you fucking, you know, all this shit on? Like, all right, maybe don't defund the
police. You definitely have fucking
maybe
shit
defund against the police, but find something.
Mm.
Make it happen, Doc. It's all fake money anyways. It's all fake money anyways. Like, try to make it work. And that shit pissed me off because it really did put the halt in a lot of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a good, five months where people were just not making shit.
Yeah.
I've been out of work, you know? Like, we were making money off of live shows and shit like that. I had fucking 3-4 months of just literally making $300 every 2 weeks. off of EDD.
Damn, man.
You know, like, I broke his tough. Broke his fuck. I went from working a job where I was doing installations, fucking building office furniture, office spaces.
Yeah.
No one's working in an office during a pandemic.
Everybody's at fucking
my
home.
Job fucking dried up.
Yeah.
So now I'm fucking relying on EDD, and you can't fucking nut up the second half for me to actually survive.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, so shit like that kind of pissed me off. It's like, all right, it's political. You're just trying to make these fools look bad.
Yeah.
I'm Democratic more than I'm any other shit. But you're fucking up. I should be able to call you out. It shouldn't matter if I'm Republican or Democratic.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're fucking up. I'm going to call spade a spade. You're fucking up, you know?
Man. That's what it is. That's what it is, man.
Yeah.
But we're at that fucking point. I think the most important part I got from today was listen and what? Shut the fuck up and listen.
Shut the fuck up and listen.
I mean, we all gotta do it.
If there's anything any of you got from this shit, shut the fuck up and listen. Because, you know, you might hear some shit you're gonna complain about later, but you should have known by now if you just listen. So shut the fuck up.
Please. Well, Hollow, thank you for coming on to the Social Primate. If people want to find your music, if they want to follow you, where can they search you up?
All right. Instagram, Where is Hollow? Spotify, Hollow Visions. But if you get my Instagram, I got it all. Where is Hollow? Get at me, baby.
Yeah. Awesome, dude. Well, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for having me in your studio.
Pleasure, man.
Muds, thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Thank you for Pacifico. Hopefully you sponsor the show. If you don't
in general, dude. What the fuck? I take a lifetime.
Don't ban me. Season desist. <Don't lie. laughs> All right, guys. Thank you again, man. And have a good night.
Appreciate you.
These dirty greens mixed in with MEDs, they'll control you. I've been a zombie for most of my life. Now watch me ghost. I got a problem with commitment. Ain't no rest for the wicked. I'm staying stressed up in this bitch. Breaking curfew, make them hurt you just to feel it how it felt before. Yeah, I own it, 45, yeah, I'm self-employed. I'm your pusher, I provide it, I'm the man at the door. I'm the man at the door. Yeah, they against you, I fuck with you, I'm just holding tight. Got me buzzing, I've been tripping out in public on these lonely nights. Yeah, on these lonely fucking nights. Where will it be now? Yeah, overseas in a boat, chillin', I'm liable to be. Probably the coolest of cats, I don't get credit enough. How you get credit at 22, a quarter of the time. Now my credit declined at 28, I'm falling behind. Man, I've been broke, man, I've been stressed. Man, I've been money, ain't feeling like this. Why I feel envy, I know that it's flawed. Why I feel mad, I'm opposing them all. Feeling my face, my dirty complexion. About to hit 30, I'm over the flexing. Over the talk, before the correction. Finally over myself, been focused on health. How you gon' kill me, I'm killing myself. Yeah, yeah, how you gon' kill me, I'm killing myself. Yeah, that's why I break it, roll it, provide it. I don't care if I'm dying, bitch, I'm on one. Yeah, I'm on one. Yeah, 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 break it, roll it, provide it. I don't care if I'm dying, bitch, I'm on one. Yeah, I'm on one. Yeah, 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 if you really believe anything we achieved isn't old us, isn't old us. Is it? You ain't part of the pack, you just wanted the set. But you ain't known, you ain't known. You ain't. Where wanna be now? Yeah. Back in 09, my grandma alive. Graduated, barely made it, mama. I've been feeling the vibe. I was a baby, just learning to fly. Had the momentum, the world was on fire. I was on fire too, yeah. Feeling like I was the truth, yeah, yeah. Life is a maze, I ain't afraid. Why you complain? Ease the pain, I ain't insane. Stick in my lane, high as a plane. What are you playing at, huh? Where's your brain at, huh? What are you slave for, huh? You don't get paid much, bruh. Damn.
Gangsta shit.